So tomorrow we are going to celebrate 525th appearance anniversary, birth anniversary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's it. Today we'll listen from Chaitanya Charitamrita. We'll discuss about the reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he incarnated. What is the purpose behind his incarnation? So in this regard, I'll read one verse. I read one verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, then we'll discuss in more detail. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Anarpita Charinchera. Arunaya Avatinna Kalau. Samarpaitum Unnata Ujjala. Rasansa Bhakti Sriyam. Paripurata Sundara. Dyuti Kadamba Samdipitaha. Sadahidaya Kandare. Suratva Satinandana. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart, resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. He has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most sublime and radiant mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. So this translation has no purpose, though this verse has a huge, big meaning, big description. So Prabhupada has not given any purpose to this verse because this whole chapter Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has explained in the Bengali poetry form. So that is the purpose of this verse. This verse is so important, so elaborate description, that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has dedicated the whole chapter just to explain this verse. Hey, Shikui Dikui Dali Asa Kami Sayane. So this verse is quoted here from Vidagdha Madhav, written by Srila Rupa Goswami. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has placed this verse in Mangalacharan. You write something, first you write Mangalacharan. In Mangalacharan, the first one is Namaskar, offering obeisances. Second is that you have to bless everybody, the blessings, Ashirvad. Third is the Vastu Nirdesh, that you have to point out that what is the subject matter you are going to deal with this work. In Mangalacharan, anybody writes anything, he has to start with Mangalacharan. Three things has to go: Namaskar, then last is Vastu Nirdesh and Asirvad. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he composed the first verse as Namaskar, the second verse is Asirvad, that you have to bless all your audience. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami did not feel, he didn't feel that he is qualified to bless everybody. So being very humble, he quoted this verse. Otherwise, the Mangalacharan will not be complete. Tumi thakbe mandira. Otherwise, the Mangala will not be completed. So being humble, he quoted this verse from Vidagdha Madhav written by Srila Rupa Goswami, that this verse where it has been stated that Supreme Personality of Godhead, he appeared in the heart of each and every living entity. So just like a mercy, Kripa is given. So now, this verse at the same time also explains about the cause of the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As all of us we know, why Lord descends to this material world? Lord Krishna has explained in Bhagavad Gita what is the purpose of descending from spiritual world to this material world. Paritraṇaya sādhanam vināśaya duṣkṛtaṁ dharma saṁsthāpanārthāya sambhavāṁ jive jive. That millennium after millennium I descend to this material world for three reasons. Paritraṇaya sādhanam, to deliver my devotees, sadhus, vināśaya duṣkṛtaṁ, to annihilate the miscreants, and dharma saṁsthāpanārthāya, to re-establish dharmas. So that is the verdict of Krishna. But our Gaudiya Acharyas, they don't accept that. Is it true that the Supreme Person, the Godhead, he has to come himself for these things? Vināśa ca duṣkṛtaṁ, to annihilate the miscreants. He has no other way to annihilate the miscreants. He can annihilate the miscreants simply by the help of germ, one insect can finish. Why that Supreme Personality of Godhead has to come personally? And to re-establish dharma, for acharyas can come, they can re-establish dharma. Paritraṇaya sādhanam, to deliver the sadhus. So sadhu means the deliver. So what more he will deliver? He's already delivered. So they are not satisfied that this could be the real reason why Lord has to come. So they quote from different scriptures what Lord really has said. Many things our acharyas have quoted. I'll tell two, three things. Just like Lord said, Madhavakta vinadartam karami vividha kriya. I really don't come to this material world to kill the miscreants. I am coming to give the pleasure to my devotee. That's my main purpose. Just like Kunti Devi in her prayer, she is saying, Bhakti yoga vidhanartham katham pasyamya striya. O Lord Krishna, you have come here to Bhakti yoga vidhanartham, to give Bhakti yoga. And Lord comes here to this material world to exhibit his pastimes, jasrita tatapara bhavet. By hearing these pastimes, people will be attracted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So these are the real reason why Lord comes. Others could be anusanghika, the byproducts or side effects. So these are the real reasons why all the incarnations comes. Matsya avatar, Varaha avatar, Narasimha avatar. But why Krishna comes? He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan. Krishna can incarnate in different form and do all this job. So why Krishna has to come? Krishna only has to come at sacrifice to do something in this material world, that job cannot be done by any other incarnations. That must be the reason. Krishna has to come to do something that other incarnations cannot do. And Krishna Sri Raj Goswami, he is giving the reasons why Swayam Bhagavan Krishna has to come. So Krishna has to come to this material world for two reasons. Raga marga bhakti loke karite pracharan, bhakti rasa nirjasa karite aswadan. It's two reasons. Bhakti rasa nirjasa karite aswadan. Krishna comes to release the essence of prema bhakti. Prema rasa nirjasa karite aswadan. To release the essence of prema. And raga marga bhakti loke karite pracharan. And to spread, to preach the raga marga bhakti. Because these two jobs cannot be achieved by any other incarnations. In this way, Krishna Sabras Goswami saying that one external reason why Krishna comes, that is paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya dushkritam dharma sastapanarthaya sambhavami juga juga. An internal reason is that prema bhakti nirjasa karita aswadam, to release the essence of prema bhakti and to preach the raga marga. And he is giving many a nice description. Why Krishna develops desires like this? What is that quality within his swarup that he has to do all these things? More descriptions are there. But I will not go that area because we discuss the reason of appearance, the cause of appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just like for Krishna, the two reasons to appear, one external and one internal. Bahiranga and Antaranga. External Bahiranga, and that region is known as Jagat Samandhya. Jagat Samandhya means the region related to people in general, the region related to all the living entities in general, for which Lord is descending to this material world. And internal region, that is Nija Samandhya, means something that he waits for, that he needs to come to this material world. He has his own purpose, something he has to achieve. No? This is internal and external. And by quoting this verse in Mangalacharan, so Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explaining, so this is the external reason which is related to the living entities, that why Lord coming to this material world. So in this verse, it has been stated, anarpita charinchirat karunaya avatirna kalam samarpaitum unnata ujjala rasam svabhakti sriyam hari prata sundara dyuti kadamba sandipita sada hidaya kandare spuratuva sachinandana. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, in this chapter, he is explaining each and every word. What does this mean? Anarpita charin chirat. So one word chirat, he is giving elaborate explanation very nicely to make us understand the importance of this verse. So anarpita charin chirat is something which has not been given ever before. And Prabhupada in his translation, he is also telling, his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before. Chirat, charin chirat. So what does this mean? That never given before. Never given before means charin chirat. Chirat means for long, long time this was not given. So what is that long time period? So because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes in once in one day of Brahma. And in one day of Brahma, 14 manus, they rule in one day of Brahma. Each manu, they rule for 71 chaturjuga, और दिव्य युग एंड वन चतुर्युग और दिव्य युग इज सत्य तृतीय द्वापर कलि लाइक दिस 14 × 71 ऑलमोस्ट 1000 टाइम्स सत्य तृतीय द्वापर कलि चैतन्य महाप्रभु कम्स ओनली वंस स्वयं भागवतम इट हैज बीन एक्सप्लेन दैट हाउ गर्ग मुनि टेलिंग दैट हाउ योर सन who has appeared as Krishna in black form, Grinatanu Jugatanu Shukla Rakta Satapita Idani Krishna Tangata Shukla Rakta Pita means your son who has appeared in black color now, he has appeared in three other colors, that is white, red and yellow color. So that shows in previous kalpa, one kalpa is one day of Brahma. In previous kalpa, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared. And from that appearance up to the present appearance, all this very long period that he appears on the Manu, seventh Manu, like you have Swayambhuva Manu, Swarichisa Manu, Uttama Manu, Tamasa Manu, Raibata Manu, Chakshusa Manu, and present Manu is Vaivasvata Manu. Vaivasvata Manu will rule for 71 Chaturyug. But out of 71 Chaturyug, the 28th Chaturyug, that Kali, beginning of the Kali, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears. So that is the meaning of Chirat. Long, that long period. Anarpita Charin Chirat. Anarpita means some kind of bhakti which are anarpita, which is never given before. I'll get into explain that word when I go to that what Mahaprabhu has brought, when I explain that. But here is Sada Hidayakandara Spuratyubha Sachinandana. The Srila Rupa Goswami is giving blessings. Spuratyubha. Within our heart, Bhav is in your heart. The son of Sachi, let him appear constantly. Hidayakandara. Hridaya Kandare means Prabhupada saying the innermost chambers of your heart. Hridaya Kandara, Kandara means cave. And Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami explaining why this particular word, the cave, has been used here. So this cave, in the jungle, all the notorious animals that take shelter in the cave. The same way within the heart of the living entities, cave-like heart of the living entities, all the material desires, all the desires for sinful activities, they are resting there. And also, the cave is dark. And the heart, like cave of the living entities, is dark of ignorance, very dark of ignorance. So that's why he is using the word Hidaya Kandare. To the heart of the living entities, which heart is as very dark in ignorance, and all kinds of durvasana, bad desires, materialistic desires, sinful desires, residing there. Then he is pointing out a word in this verse. It says Hari. Hari Purata Sundar Dyuti Kadamba Sandipita. So Hari means, you know, one name of Lord Krishna is Hari. And generally we say his name is Hari because he plunders, he takes, he steals, Hari. But Krishna Kaviraj Goswami is giving more deeper meaning to that. Hari, another meaning of Hari is lion. So he is comparing the lion Hari, Gaura Hari, is like a lion. And he is saying, Spuratubha, Hidayakandara Spuratubha, let that Hari, that lion, enter into your heart. Because in the forest, the lions, they like very much to eat the brain of elephants. They find an elephant, the lion will roar. Elephant, they hide inside the cave, and lion will run and break their head and kill them.
So Krishnadas Kamadasa Swami explaining that Kalamasa Dhirodha Nasa. Dhirodha means the elephant. So all the material desires, sinful desires we have, that is compared to elephant. And our heart is compared to cave. And Gaurahari is compared to lion. And he is saying that this lion will enter, let that lion enter in the heart of all the living entities. Sada Hidekandare, and kill, destroy this elephant, Durbasana, Kalmasa Dhirodhanasa. So Kalmasa general meaning is sinful activities. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying no. That lion, Gaurahari, only not only finish from the heart of the living entity this desire for sinful activities. No, not only that. It will finish the desire for sinful activities, the desire for pious activities, the desire for liberation. So that your kalamasa means. As we know, iti sorasa nam nam kali kalmasa nasanam. There's a verse. This Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Iti sorasa nam nam kali kalmasa nasanam natar karatar upaya sarvabhedesu drishyate. In Kali Santarana Upanishad, Mahaprabhu, he saw this verse. That is where he started Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Before you are chanting Hari Haraya Nama Krishna, Krishna 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 Hare, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, all other mantras. Kali Santana Upanishad found this. Oh, this is the verse. But iti sorasa nam nam kali kalmasa nasanam nata paratarupahasa. All Vedas, analyzing after all the Veda Vedanta, it has been found in Kali Yuga, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So what is the specialty of Hare Krishna Mahamantra? As every yuga, there is a Mahamantra. Satya Yuga, there is a Mahamantra. Dwapara Yuga, there is a Mahamantra. And every yuga, the holy name is there. It's not that only Kali Yuga, this holy name is there. Dhruva Maharaj chanted holy name, Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Ajamil chanted Narayana. Always holy name is there. But what is the speciality of this Hare Krishna Mahamantra? The speciality is, you chant any name of the Lord, you will become free from sinful reaction. You will chant any name of the Lord, you will get liberation. You get any name of the Lord, any mantra, you go to Vaikuntha. But especially the difference with Hare Krishna Mahamantra is not meant to make you free from sinful reaction. That is not real purpose. Hare Krishna Mahamantra real purpose is not meant to give you liberation. It's not meant to go to take you to Vaikuntha. It's not necessary to take you to Golok Vrindavan. It is necessary to give Krishna prem, this unique, which other holy name mantra can't give. So I was thinking, but the verse does not say that. The verse from Kali Santana Upanishad says, Kali Kalmasa Nasanam. This mantra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoting, does not say it will give Krishna prem. It is Kali Kalmasa Nasanam. It will make you free from all the kalmasa, sinful reactions. But later on, I found the Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he is describing about the kalmasa. What is this word mean, kalmasa? So kalmasa means not only sin, that what we think in general. From devotional point of view, sinful activities is kalmasa, pious activities is kalmasa, desire for liberation is also kalmasa. The general people cannot catch it. Only followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can understand the deep meaning of this word, what is the kalmasa. So this is the meaning, sada hidaya kandare spuratubha sajjanandana, that son of Mother Sachi, let him enter into your heart as a lion, Gaurahari, to kill, to finish all durvasana, all the desires, material desires, desire for sinful activities, desire for pious activities, desires for liberation. And who will appear as purata sundara dyuti kadamba sanjivita, as effulgent as molten gold. These are the last two lines. So in first beginning, this verse states, Anarpita Charinchirat Korunaya Avatirna Kalo. So what is the Korunaya? Korunaya means being very merciful. Korunaya. Jaya Sri Radha Madhava Ki. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming to this material world, he is merciful. Narasimha Bhagavan is not merciful. Varaha is not merciful. Rama is not merciful. Are they cruel? Always when the Lord incarnates, he is always merciful. Lord is merciful. He is full of mercy. He incarnates only because of his mercy. So Krishna asked a very question, why another word has to be used here specifically, Karunaya Avatirna Kalo? That means that must be some difference. Must be some difference in the Karuna, magnanimity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the mercy or magnanimity of all other incarnations, including Krishna. All other forms, Bhagavat Swarup of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, including Krishna, their mercy and Chaitanya's mercy, there must have some difference, for which purpose this verse says, Karunaya Avatirna Kalo. So what is the difference? The difference is, in any other incarnation, the Lord comes, He makes people free from sinful reaction, gives liberation, gives bhakti. But a special kind of prema bhakti is very unique, which never the Lord gives to people. Just like it is stated here, anarpita, never ever given before. And what is that never ever given before? Naswa bhakti sriyam. It's bhakti sampad, wealth of swa bhakti. So bhakti are never given before. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come, bhakti are never given. How can we say that? Ramanujacharya came, he was preaching about bhakti. Madhvacharya came, preaching about bhakti. All acharyas preaching about bhakti. But how can we say, anarpita charinchirat, never given before? So that means that Mahaprabhu came and gave a bhakti, but that bhakti is very special, specific bhakti must be. Otherwise, why this distinction? And never given before. So what is that special bhakti Mahaprabhu gave? That we'll discuss in the next slide. And actually, Karunaya, the Karuna means that before the Lord came, He delivered. Lord delivered, including Hiranyakasipu, Ravana, Kamsa, Aghasura, Bakasura, Putana, they are very merciful. Lord is very merciful. The scriptures glorifies the magnanimity of Lord Sri Krishna. Aha Bhaktiyayam Sthanakalakutam Sukadeva Goswami is saying, oh, just see how merciful is Lord. Aha Bhakti, Bhakti means the sister of Bakasura, Putana, who came smearing the poison on her breast to kill Krishna. To see, Krishna is so merciful. But how? He rewarded the Putana, he gave him the position of mother in Golokvinda. So merciful. Anybody who listen to this, they say, yes, who can be more merciful than this? But our Gaudiya Acharya is saying, no, he is not very merciful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more merciful. How? Because when Putana was killed, he only got position of mother after being killed. When she was killed, her family members were not very happy. They are crying, they are lamenting, they are rebuking Krishna, right? They are against Krishna, they are all unhappy. They did not think, oh Krishna, thank you very much. Now Putana, you will see back to Godhead. Never. That only we came to know after long after when Sukadeva Goswami mentioned these things. Isn't it? Who knows that magnanimity? Nobody knows that. So what kind of magnanimity is that? Everybody is distressed. Nobody recognized the magnanimity of Lord Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that did not happen like that. Jagai Madhai, everybody could see, one Navadvipasi could see what they were, what happened. They were not killed. So, Karunaya Avatirna Kalo. This is the Karuna, this is magnanimity which differs from other incarnations. Then what is the magnanimity? that he has come to give something that no other incarnation never given. Brahmar dullaha vastu sabakare jache. He has given so to give something which is even rare to be obtained by Brahma and Shiva. Krishna prem, prema kumartha mahan ad bhagavatam states, dharma prajjita kaitavatra parama nimastranam satang. At the beginning bhagavatam states dharma prajjita. What does this mean, dharma prajjita? Dharma prajjita means Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad, Purana. All Vedic literatures teaches people Chaturvarga, four goals of life, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. But Bhagavatam at the beginning, dharma prajjita, rejecting, kicking out these four things and giving prema kumartha mahan, the prema, and the highest thing is been given by Srimad Bhagavatam. So that prema is the highest thing. Brahmara Durlabha Vastu rarely obtained by Brahma and Shiva. That means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his magnanimity I am talking about. All other incarnations, they come to give so many things. But Mahaprabhu came to give something, the topmost panchama purusartha. And he is looking for a qualified person whom to give. How much punya you have done? How much yoga you have done? How much tapasya you have done? How great jnani are you? As usual, other incarnations they look for. What is their qualification? So that I will reward it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is searching for a qualified person. And who is that qualified person? Who is that greatest pious personality? Who is that greatest jnani? Who is that greatest yogi? Who is that greatest tapasya that I will give this Krishna prema? Any of these people will get this Krishna prema? Will any of these people get this Krishna prema? No, nobody will get this Krishna prema. They are all unqualified. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is searching for a qualified person means he is searching for the most unqualified person. So he will give this prema to him. As Mahabhadanyata, that is Karunyata, that is magnanimity. The topmost thing will be given to the lowest person. You are qualified. No other incarnation can think about this. You see, that's why the Karunaya, extra Karunaya works has to be used. Never has been done before. Always love, wait for quality. You have to be qualified. Jnani, you have to be qualified by doing Nishkam Karma. Karmis, you have to be qualified. Yogi, you have to be qualified. But for Krishna Prem, if you have no qualification, then you are really qualified. Mahaprabhu will give you. See, Karunaya Avatirna Kala. So, Karunaya Avatirna Kala, and I have explained to you, out of 1,000 Kali, this Kala is a very special Kala. Very special Kali, out of 1,000 Kali, is a very special Kali. For who is Parikrit Maharaj? He did not kill this Kali. Just imagine beginning of Kali Yuga now. Parikrit Maharaj went to visit his kingdom. He saw personally Kali standing. How nice it would be, he just finished him at that time. We would be still in Dwapara Yuga, right? All these things we are hearing in newspaper, radio, things, it would happen for us. But the end time, the Dwapara Yuga. But why Parikrit Maharaj did not kill? Sukadeva Goswami said, Atyanta dushtasya kalaryam ek mahan guna. Kali Yuga which carries ocean of bad qualities. Dosar nidhi rajan, he rajan. This Kali Yuga carries ocean of bad qualities. In asti ek mahan guna. One great quality he has. For which reason Parikrit Maharaj did not kill Kali. Krishna eva Krishna se mukta sangha parang brajat. By chanting this holy name, the Kali Yuga bearing, there's a Karunaya avatirna kalo. Anarpita charin chidat korunaya avatinna kalo. Satinandan, being very merciful, magnanimous, he appeared in this particular Kali to give anarpita charin chidat. Samarpaitum urnata ujjanarasa. Then second line is what he has come to give. This is the most interesting part. that what he has come to give, na samarpaitum unnata ujjala rasam sva bhakti sriyam. Sri means sampad, sri means wealth. And what wealth? Na bhakti wealth, prema wealth. So what we do with the wealth? We have some wealth. Through wealth we try to achieve our desired goal. We use our wealth to achieve our desired goal. We have some wealth, we try to buy car, buy house, buy ornaments, so many things. But here, this sampad, this wealth, what it is meant for? It is meant for the spirit soul to have its, to buy, to get, achieve its wealth, its desired goal. And what is the desired goal? The desired goal is to serve Krishna, to give pleasure. That desired goal. And as a byproduct, you release the madhurya, the sweetness that Krishna having by developing love unto him. So this is not some ordinary wealth. Bhakti Sriyam, Bhakti Sampad. And what bhakti? Na swa bhakti. Swa bhakti Sriyam. Krishna coming to teach people how to do devotion unto him. Lord Krishna 5000 years ago he came and he told to everybody, you will derive real benediction in your life, sarva dharman paritejya mam ekam saranam braja. Then he is waiting, waiting, waiting 4500 years. Then Krishna realized the people's head is too thick. By hearing from me they cannot understand. Then he realized, I have to go personally. And I have to teach people how to develop bhakti unto me, so bhakti sriyam. And what is the specialty of this bhakti? As I was telling you before, that Ramanuja, Nimbarka, Vishnu Swami, Madhavatera, they have all come and given bhakti. And this verse says this bhakti has never given before. So the difference is, the Mahaprabhu gave a bhakti, the difference is, normally, usually, bhakti is meant for what? In Shruti explains, bhakti hi enam darsayati. The purpose of bhakti is to make, to understand God. That is the business of bhakti. By bhakti, we understand God. By bhakti, we know Krishna is God. So this is the bhakti was given before. All the scriptures, Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad, Acharyas, they are giving bhakti. By bhakti, you know Krishna is God. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a special bhakti, the speciality of that bhakti. If you develop that bhakti, ultimately, you will understand that Krishna is not God. But that is speciality. You don't understand Krishna is God. That is braja bhakti, braja prem. This specialty of this bhakti. Very, very high standard things. Now the purpose of bhakti is to understand that Krishna is not God. So that's why it's anarpita charing. This kind of bhakti was not never given before. And that is also he is going to give. Very highest thing. Chira adadata nijagupta bhitam so premanama mrtamattu taram and apamarada bhita taram. Everybody, Achandal, Brahman, dog eaters, everybody will get it. And what kind of property is this? Wealth is this? Chira adadata. The wealth not supposed to be given out, not supposed to be distributed. Because this Nijagupta Bhitam, that is hidden treasure. Chira adadata Nijagupta Bhitam, and what is that treasure? Na Swaprema Nama Mritamattutaram. Uttam being very merciful, magnanimous, so prema and nama. So that which is going to give. And how much he will give that? He will give something and keep something. That's why what used as samarpaitum. What is samarpaitum? Two words used, anarpita and samarpita. Anarpita means never given. Arpita means something given. And samarpita means samyak rupena arpita. So, everything given out, not withholding anything. is given something without keeping anything. Like you have few millions of dollars in a bank, you give an empty check, blank check, sign on a blank check, and give to somebody. Who can do like this? The $100 million in bank, and he'll come to the street and give a blank check signing. What do you think about that person? Something crazy, he's saying, something crazy. The mad. So, the Bhagavan is mad. The mad incarnation is mad for doing. That is magnanimity. He's just become mad. Without holding anything, whose eternally my hidden treasure. Because the Lord, you ask anything, he'll give easily. You ask wealth, he'll give. You ask heaven, he'll give. You ask liberation, he'll give. But he'll ask bhakti, please give him bhakti. The Lord will think 10 times whether I give him bhakti or not. The reason is, if he gives you bhakti, he'll be so loved to you. So he has to be so loved to somebody, he has to think 10 times. You know? And so loved means he, and really nothing, whom I'll be sold out. So that is the reason, it's a hidden treasure. And that kind of so bhakti sriyam, that sampar, what is doing? Na samarpaitum. But anarpita, now you samarpaitum, sammak rupena. I'll clean my godown, my warehouse, whatever I have, that is samarpaitum means. And everything I'll give, whatever I have stored, everything I'll give. Samarpaitum. So we discussed the last line. Sadahidaya kandare spuratubha sachinandana. The son of Sachi appearing within the cave, like heart of all the living entities, to kill, destroy that elephant like all the durvasana, the material desires. And he is coming to give in this Kali Yuga, being very merciful, which has not given before. So bhakti sriyam. Now last 2 hours is samarpaitum urnata ujjala rasa. It's very deep and complicated subject matter. What does this mean? Urnata and ujjala. And Prabhupada anarpita charintira urnata. Prabhupada saying urnata means very elevated. You have to understand that what bhakti is very elevated. And ujjala, Prabhupada has given a direct, he has given direct meaning conjugal melons. But this is not literal meaning of ujjala. Ujjala is very effulgent, very brilliant. And Prabhupada has given a direct meaning, that is conjugal melon. And Krishna Kaviraj Goswami is explaining these 2 words in his commentary in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. What does this mean, urnata? The bhakti, the prema bhakti, then urnata prema bhakti. Three different things. The three different things. Bhakti is different from prema bhakti. Prema bhakti is different from urnata bhakti. So he's saying that usually the living entities, they develop relationship with the Supreme Person of Godhead. There are 5 different ways. Santa, Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya and Madhu. 5 different ways. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not like Santarasa. In Santarasa there is no reciprocation. So the Chari Bhav Bhakti Diya Nachamu Bhuvana. So Mahaprabhu saying, I will make the whole world dance with 4 kinds of bhakti. That is Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya and Madhu. And what is that Urnata Bhakti? In Dasya Rasa, there is Dasya Prem. Dasya Prem is Prem. So I said, bhakti, prema bhakti, the dasya prema bhakti. In dasya prema bhakti, what happens? In dasya prema bhakti, the devotees, they see the Lord as his master. When you see the Lord as his master, so before I tell that, I'll tell one more thing, so you understand better. We have Aishwarya Bhav and Madhurya Bhav. In Vaikuntha Narayan Aishwarya Bhav, in Golok Vrindavan Krishna, that is Madhurya Bhav. But in Vaikuntha, the opulence, so much opulence there in Vaikuntha. The devotees in Vaikuntha, all varieties of devotees in Vaikuntha, they see the Lord as the great. Oh, you are so great. I'm so small. When you love somebody and you think it's too great, then you can't really put all your love because things are so small. You cannot open your heart. The opulence reduces this prema there. So then the devotee thinks, oh my Lord, you are so great, you are so powerful. I'm very insignificant. What can I do for you? You do something for me. What kind of service I can do? You do some service to me. You are so great. What protection I give? You protect me. So this is what Vaikuntha happens. But Golok Vrindavan is different. With Golok Vrindavan, Prema Bhakti, they don't, that is the bhakti. The significance of that bhakti where by that bhakti devotee they don't understand Krishna as God. They think, oh, Mother Yashoda thinking, oh my naughty boy, Kanhai, he's so naughty, he doesn't have to heart become a good man, he'll become hippie or lover, and make a good boy. He is Purushottama. And Mother said, worried, I have to make a good human being now. I have to some control him. This much Prema Bhakti. And how intense it is that you can attribute this kind of mood to the Supreme Person. How intense it should be to forget the exalted position of the Supreme Person of God and think in this way. That shows the power of this Prema Bhakti. So, okay, that is the difference between Vaikuntha and Golok Vrindavan. In Golok Vrindavan, for information I will inform you, all five kinds of Prema Bhakti is there in Golok Vrindavan. Santa, Dasya, Sakha, Vastala and Madhur. But Vaikuntha, only two and a half relationship you can develop there. Santa Rasa can develop, Dasya Rasa can develop, Sakha Rasa only half you can develop there. Half means, in Vaikuntha, Narayan has friendship, but the friends, also they see, oh, Narayan. Narayan has friends, the friends maximum they can do handshake with him, not more than that. The friends of Narayan Vaikuntha, they can do handshake, but they cannot dare to put their hand on the shoulder of Narayan. They can do that much. And what to speak of Golok Vrindavan, they will climb on the shoulders. I tell Krishna, now you have to carry me. There's no question. That's a Vaikuntha, the two and a half. Santa, Dasya, Sakya, half. There's no Vatsalya. Golok Vrindavan, there is Vatsalya. Vaikuntha, there is no Vatsalya, no parental loving relationship. Narayan has no taste of parental loving relationship. Why he has no parental loving relationship? Because he has no father, mother. Narayan has no father, mother there. But Krishna Golok Vrindavan, he has father and mother. So that's why in Vaikuntha, there is no parental loving relationship. Then conjugal relationship. Golok Vrindavan conjugal relationship is there. Vaikuntha, no conjugal relationship. Then somebody will ask, how is that? Lakshmadevi is there. There must be conjugal relationship. Yes, Vaikuntha Lakshmadevi, there conjugal relationship is there. But there is only one Lakshmi. You cannot do some sadhana and become Lakshmi in Vaikuntha. You can have, that cannot happen. But for you, this conjugal relationship is only in Golok Vrindavan. Anybody do sadhana bhajan, you can develop your conjugal relationship with the Lord in Golok Vrindavan with Krishna, with Narayan, you can develop that. So that's why in Golok Vrindavan is complete. Madhurya, that is Madhurya and Aishwarya. And that Madhurya, Santa, Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya and Madhur, the conjugal Madhur. I'll finish within 5 minutes. Okay, I want to complete this word at least what is Urnata elevated. So Dasya, start from Dasya. When Raktak and Patra, they are serving Krishna, their love is there, they're serving. But when they serve Krishna, suppose the servant of Krishna, they taste something tasty very nice. But they can't take from their mouth, oh, Krishna will eat this. They can't say that. So in that way, that love is diminished there. So because of sambhramata, sambhrama means you want reverence. In Dasya Rasa, you want reverence for that personality to whom you are loving. That object of love, towards whom you have a even reverence. So in this way, our prema has been diminished. So dasya rasa is there, and from dasya rasa, sakha rasa is higher. Bisramha, there is no sambhramata. He goes one step ahead in Raya Ramananda Sambhad. More vividly, more elaborately, this point has been explained. That's why from dasya rasa, sakha is highest. With dasya you have even reverence, and sakha rasa that is not there. And sakha rasa is higher, and sakha rasa, you are equal to Krishna, but there is no sneha, the lack of affection, which is parental-loving relationship. So that affection is there. So it has been explained like this. You do bhakti. In one level, you feel I'm inferior from Krishna. In one kind of bhakti. That is dasya rasa. In another level, you do bhakti, you feel I'm equal to Krishna. That is higher than previous bhakti. In another level, you think I'm higher than Krishna. As Prabhupada is saying, that everybody trying to compete with Krishna. Everybody wants to become one with Krishna. Everybody wants to become equal with Krishna. But Prabhupada, why you want to become equal with Krishna? You have a process, you can become greater than Krishna. You can become greater than Krishna. The process is different, one has to understand. So, Siddham, Sudham, Subhajan will be equal. But they cannot chastise Krishna. They will chastise Krishna. But parental loving relationship so great, so high, that mother Yashoda can chastise, can run after Krishna with a stick in her hand. Most interesting is that Supreme Personality of Godhead, to whom even Yamaraj, the Mahakal, also fears. He runs out of the fear of that also, by seeing a stick in the hand of mother Yashoda. The most interesting thing is, in this pastime. So vastava rasa is higher. And every rasa increases. That next to what Ujjala will explain, that how they are higher, why to become higher. The highest is Madhur rasa. Madhur rasa is higher than vastava rasa. Because in Madhur rasa, the conjugal loving relationship devotees, the way they get Krishna with them, no other devotee can get. Dasya rasa they can't get, Sakya they can't get, vastava they can't get. One example Acharya is giving, the mother Yashoda, she is bathing Krishna, baby Krishna, naked Krishna, putting cloth to him, but when Krishna growing, the little big size boy, Krishna feeling shy, how can I go in front of my mother being naked? So that time the love is reduced now also. So vastava rasa, there is restriction. So the highest is Urnata. The Urnata means, the Urnata word means, which excels all other relationships, Santa, Dasya, Sakha, Vastarla. So that is Madhur, the conjugal relationship Prabhupada has maintained. Unnata. And that Unnata means clean, Nirmala, clean. Just like a mirror. Your love is clean, like a mirror. But what is Ujjala? Ujjala is very effulgent, very brilliant. See, a mirror is very clean, but mirror will not become clean or will not effulgent on its own. If you put some light on the mirror, then effulgence comes. So what is that light? What is the light in the bhakti which makes our prema very effulgent? So that is what when Ujjala has been described. But as the time is up, the prasadam getting delayed, I don't want it to curse me. So an Ujjala word is more difficult to understand. I don't want to describe it hurriedly. So tomorrow we will have class. Tomorrow I was thinking to explain you the internal reason. So before I explain that internal reason, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Radhini Shakti Rasmat Ekatmana Bhavi Bhuvipura Dehvadam Vatotau Chaitanaksha Pakadamadhuna Tabdal Chaitamaptam Radha Bhagavati Subalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. What is Krishna Chaitanya Swarup? That explains. And also the next verse explains Vastu Nirdesh. This whole subject matter is Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Radhini Shakti Rasmat. No. What is that next verse? Siradhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrishiva Naiva Swadhyajana Adhvata Madhurima Kidrishiva Madhya सौख्यम तस्य मदनुभवत कृत्य सिंह वृत्ति लोभ दैट हाउ लॉर्ड कृष्ण डेवलप्ड द लोभ द ग्रीडीनेस बिकम वेरी ग्रीडी व्हिच रिजल्टेड हिम टू अपीयर एज समदनी सत्यगर्भ सिंधु हरि इंदु दैट कृष्ण चंद्र दैट मून कृष्ण मून अपीयर एज गौरचंद्र फ्रॉम द उम ओशन लाइक उम ऑफ मदर सची सो दिस इंटरनल रीजन चैतन्य महाप्रभु that I'll put some light on that but prior to that I'll explain to you what the Ujjala means Urnata means Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vastala, Madhu and I explain how each is greater than the previous one Raya Ramananda Sambhat to make you understand better Raya Ramananda giving or Krishna's Kabrajaka Sambhat writing that just like ether, air, fire water and earth, the five elements are there, yes? The ether has a quality. First quality ether has, you know, sound, ether. Then it goes to air. What quality air has? Touch and sound, both. Air, touch and sound. Then it goes to fire. What quality fire has? Form. That has form, touch and all three qualities has to be fire. The ether one quality, touch, then air have two quality, fire will have three quality, and air will have four quality, water will have four quality, the taste will be there, form will be there, and earth will have all five qualities. You understand? The same way, the Santarasa has quality of Santarasa. Dasyarasa has quality of Santa and Dasya. Sakya rasa has quality of Santa, Dasya and Sakya. Vastalya rasa has quality of Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vastalya. And Madhur rasa has quality of all previous things. Radharani has also Vastalya bhav to Lord Krishna. You know, in Bhandari when Nanda Maharaj went to the baby Krishna, that Radharani appeared and picked up baby Krishna and carried to the forest. So all these rasas are there in Madhur rasa. So that is Urnata, Urnata Ujjala rasa. Then the Ujjala I will explain to you. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki.